Open the meeting.
Leave of absence and apologies, I believe councillor Morris is a.
Move that one.
Second.
All those in favour? Acknowledgement of country. I'd like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I would also like to pay my respects to their people both past and present and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. Presentations, I don't believe there's any. Declaration of pecuniary interests. Fine.
I might declare one later on when there's talk of newspapers and advertising, that's all right.
Declaration of non-pecuniary interests. Confirmation of minutes.
So.
Councillor McCann.
Second.
Councillor Callow. Any questions, statements? All in favour? Business arising from the minutes? None? Correspondence? None?
No, Mr Chairman.
Matters of urgency, I do believe we have one, so we need to move and second that.
Move that.
I'll see you.
Armstrong. Thank you. The issue is that the compulsory acquisition of easement for Rosehill Pipeline. Council officers' recommendation is that the council proceed with compulsory acquisition of the interest in the land described as Lot 1 DP652888 for the purpose of water supply pipeline in accordance with the requirements of the Land Acquisition Just Terms Compensation Act 1991. Dot point two, council make an application to the minister and the governor for approval to acquire an easement 6 metres wide and approximately 2.7 kilometres in length by compulsory process under section 186/1 of the Local Government Act 1993. Dot point three, that the land is to be classified as operational land. Any comments or questions? Statements?
I'll move that way.
Move.
Second.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Notice of motion, I don't believe there is any, sir.
No, Mr Chairman.
Chairman's move, there is none. First agenda item is the cash and investments. Somebody move it second.
Second.
The council officer's recommendation is a report detailing council cash and investments as at 31 March 2021 be received and noted. Any questions or comments? The only observation I've made is the first time we've seen the operational bank account wrapped up in the report.
Yes, through the chair, we've added that in for this report now, so just so that the council has a full view of the cash and investments.
Just for the uninvited like myself, how big an account was our operational account?
Well, it's the $700,000. We
usually
maintain
like
a ramp of
$500,000.
Right,
okay.
This is,
that's just the general operating bank account.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This one, this guy's in a different bank. Thanks, Wendy. Is that a judo bank or what's that on about that?
Judo? That's
page 16.
About halfway.
Yeah, it's a it's a non-rated account, a non-rated bank account, so it's a like a building society or credit union.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Yeah, no, I can give more information once after the council meeting if you're actually interested in finding out. It was just one of the ones that was recommended by the writer that we use.
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the part of the events is amazing. It's still returning 0.1% is the RBA rate, so it's exceptional performance in comparison to the rate, but certainly no one knew what the organisation's been used to from.
It's going to be very vastly different when these investments mature.
Get the money there,
I'm on record as to saying my concerns about it, Mr. Chair.
Good. Any further questions or statements in regard to the report? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
The next agenda item is the progress report on capital works and expenditure. Somebody move in second there. Councillor Keller. Councillor Sinclair. The Council Officer's recommendation report detailing the Council's capital works program as at 31 March 2021 be received and noted. I'll just make a quick comment. It's amazing to see that, from my interpretation, we're 100% 3 months out. I believe that's the first time ever. Tony's not here to respond.
Yeah.
Any comments? Questions?
If I may.
Brian, ready to respond. Look at him.
Through the Chairman, I'll just draw your attention to, if you have a look at the bottom line, so our actuals at the moment, midway along, so we're at 7 million actual spend, and then if you have a look at commitments, there's close to 9 million commitments, realising this was at the end of March, which gives us a total of 16 total on commitments. Two of the items that need to draw your attention to is one, the mains trunk. So with Rose Hill, you realise that's going over 2 years. So we've committed all the funds now, but they're still doing works next financial. We'll carry the remaining funds into next financial year. So there'll be a couple of million there. And my understanding is too, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, is the treatment works. We've also committed there, you know, 3.7, but we won't spend all that this financial. Again, that project will travel into the next year.
Yes, there's intention for that. One of those contracts, there's a number of contracts in that one mentioned.
Yep. So all in all, when we get to the end of June 30, it won't be a full spend of 16 million. There will be a couple of million that transfer into next financial year.
Any further questions, statements? If not, all in favour?
No.
Next agenda item is the quarterly budget review. Mr. Keller, second. Haven't had one laid on the table yet. Councillor Armstrong, thank you. Council's Office of Recommendations that the Board review and adopts the quarterly budget review for the period 31 March 2021. Anybody got comments? It's just an interesting in the operating income, the decrease in water sales of nearly $1 million. Sorry?
Through the Chair, that's a report coming up shortly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, Chairman, is that decrease in
electricity. That's what I was about to continue with. Oh, yeah.
All because of the less water size.
Less pumping costs, I would assume. I don't know if it's
So, through the Chair, the production report later on comes up and mentions it's the lowest on record for production in Dugong. So, water's a proportion, electricity's a proportion of operating costs, be it a large proportion.
I would note that there were more than 50%, more than 50% increase in the number of wet days for last year. And I've long held the belief that it's not the heat of the day that increases the consumption, it's the number of wet days in the year impact on it. But the $881,000 decrease in electricity costs is certainly an astounding saving.
Yeah, it is.
But the other side of it is that we didn't get to sell the water for that $881,000 worth of electricity in the pump.
But it almost cuts, it's only $100,000
So through the chair, Michelle.
Yeah, the electricity, we had a reduction in the water sales in the last quarterly review, and we didn't reduce the electricity at that time, so that 881,000 is a combination of two quarters.
Right.
Sales reduction.
And through the chair, that was 1.5
million
last time we reduced the sales. So it's a 1.5 plus the 990.
Any further questions? If not, all in favour?
Right. 34.
The next agenda item is the loans and borrowing policy review. Somebody move. Councillor Sinclair, thank you. The Council's Office of Recommendations that the Board adopts a PP014 loans and borrowing policy. Any questions, comments, statements?
Just a question, Mr. Chair.
Yep.
The style of borrowing instruments available to Council is varied. I guess when I read this policy, to me it seems like it's focusing on a standard credit foncier arrangement, principal interest paid on. There's nowhere within the policy it says that, but is that the intent that we stick to a conventional credit foncier arrangement, or are there where opportunities for other arrangements exist? The policy, I guess it's not prescriptive in saying that we're looking only at a credit foncier arrangement, but perhaps is that the focus of the policy? I'm just struggling to see whether
through the chair
there's adequate flexibility.
Since we haven't had any borrowings before, this is I suppose the aim of the policy is it would be reviewed at the time as part of the long-term financial plan and I suppose discussion with council as to what facility we need, but in the long-term financial plan, which is in the operational plan later on in the reports, there's no loans envisaged within the next 10 years. So I suppose the aim of the policy would be at this point just a standard.
It's a preemptive policy.
Yeah,
I congratulate you.
It's there to be there, so that a policy exists, but it is probably aimed at a traditional loan facility at this point in time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Further comments? All in favour?
Aye.
The next agenda item is the plant purchasing.
I'll move.
Councillor McLean.
Second.
Councillor Callow. The Council Officer's recommendation is that the Board approve $250,000 for plant purchase for the 21-22 financial year. I believe, just from my association within the industry, that the supply chain at the moment is running 4 to 5 months behind retail orders. So council needs to be aware plant will be needed to be preempted up to 5 months prior to the need for replacement. So it's not just Australia, it's in Africa, Europe.
I wonder whether we need to stockpile something. put them aside for a rainy day or something.
Through the chair, we're still waiting on four or five vehicles that we placed orders. Like some of them were supposed to come in January, you know, so we're still waiting on some. They can't give us definite timeframes when they're coming. And this is just getting in order for next financial year. We want to place the orders now, so we're just seeking approval. They won't arrive till probably 5-6 months later. True. We don't want to be placing orders again in July, and then this is, I guess, you know, bringing it forward 2-3 months. So, through the chairman, just check with Tony and their distribution vehicles, so to make sure that we keep on our cycles with changing over.
Yeah. Almost going to ask the same question, but is it across the other mechanical vehicles as well, diggers and whatever?
So, through the chair, Tony's very proactive in the vehicle space, and he's got his schedules. Normally, July 1, he places the orders. Yeah. But he wants to make sure he's not getting further out with these vehicles. And it's the same too with plant as well too. We were able to secure a skid steer that happens to be in a yard. And I just did the order yesterday, I think, for it. Because otherwise it could be 6-7 months till you get the next one.
It's across the industry.
Across the industry, trucks.
On the plus side with all of that though is as we sell the old plant off, we're getting far better money for them than we could have ever expected. So a little bit of swings and roundabouts, I suppose, but it's worth noting.
Just a question, Mr. Chair. Where the purchase order is raised in this current year, and the supply is actually achieved in the following year, does that require an accounting treatment
in Australia anymore.
It's not just cars, like Henry's trucks, Kenworth's right in the point. That shouldn't be about 7 months. Any further questions or comments? If not, all in favour?
Aye.
Next agenda item is the water production report. Somebody move and second. Mr. McGrean.
Second. Thank you.
The Council's Office's recommendation is that the water production report be received and noted. Of interest there, I've been on Golden Fields for a long time. I believe this is the lowest I've ever seen Dugion ever reported. I may be corrected there. That'd be fact, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it is.
It is. There you go.
For Dugion.
For Dugion, yes.
Yeah. You know, we had to, because of silos, we're going to make, you know, make up the money. What why? We had, instead of not taking an increase, have a definite increase that we're going to wear year by year by year. That will cover this problem, which it must occur every time we have a wet year. We're behind the eight ball. And then in the same time, we build up a little bit of our reserves. I mean, it's a consistent policy that there are no shocks coming out. Do I understand what I mean?
Yeah, so through the chairman, the board might recall that we had a... It was 3% per year that we were set at. And with the COVID, when we said it was right when COVID was happening, and that's where the board decided as a contribution towards the community that we'd do it at zero. The budget coming up now is premised on a 3% increase. And just realising that we've had a number of dry years that have had big surpluses. So we budget on an average.
That's just good luck.
No, it's not worked both ways.
Yeah, yeah. It's good luck for going here, right? Then you get that 3% back. And then you have job people coming out and all the rest of it. We have a policy that we know year by year by year how much is going to go up, irrespective of what. We make money, that's great. We lose it, well, we're not behind. Just a consistency.
Through you, Mr. Chair. The consideration for wet years is taken into account. So when the projected income projections of that come through, we base that off around 8 gig a year of sales. We average around 9, but we allow the sales of around that 8 gig as a baseline to say this is in the middle. You know, it's a risk averse approach to say this is what we're aiming for. It's always good to incur additional sales on that beyond that model. And where we do have a major wet year like we are this year, there's actually a provision in our around $2 million that we have for the sales fluctuation. So it is actually part of our long-term budgeting process. So in a way, yes, and it has been considered and done. So we're not behind because we will have a dry year again at some point. There could be a time if we do have an extended period of a wet couple of years that we may have to do some additional recovery. But from the projected, we're looking at 20 years of sales and the history of that.
So the question is, are we putting up a percentage increase in the other one to not only maintain it, but to get it
out? Based on the previous...
Because then that's a backlog of work we want to do in the rest of it.
There's two parts, one being operationally. Operationally, I would say that, yes, we're still on target, unless we increase, things like a structural change and things like that, where there is increased operational cost or electricity costs or changing contracts for those larger amounts of our expenditure. I think electricity, labour, they're usually the highest cost operation that we do. So if there's any change in those, then yes, we would have to consider those changes. Based on previous years, we
So a question in regards to sales fluctuation reserves. Is that an annually funded reserve or is it an accrual reserve?
Through the chair, it's an accrual reserve. So that's been sitting in these statements for the last number of years at 2 million. This year, that's been reduced back to nil. And when we happen to have another dry year, we'll end up having additional reserve funds sitting there. The council can choose to increase that as it tends to.
So in a wet year, we're effectively. At the moment, the sales fluctuation reserve is at zero, and we've got a wet year. We'd be looking to rely on that reserve in a wet year, and to top it back up in a dry year.
Yes, through the chair, we have utilised that reserve this year during the year. And just further on the water sales, it is budgeted on a very conservative figure, and it's reliant on the fluctuations over the wet and dry years, so that has been factored in, and you'll be able to see in the long-term financial plan that we are envisaging that the funds will get built back up and we'll be having operational surpluses each year, and that's based on the average conservative sales projections.
And I think the other point that's probably worth noting is that if we were to charge our consumers on a true cost basis to supply the water to them, we'd be manning the pulpits around this building as they tried to storm us. We do subsidise what we supply to our customers because, as I say, water would be unaffordable in this area if we had to charge on a true cost basis what it costs.
How do I charge compared to other water authorities? Are we lower, or
through the chair, it varies. It varies across, because again, that's what it costs to run the scheme. And I know I've done some initial benchmarking. That's something the board, you know, I can bring back to a workshop. Well, if you look at those that are right on a river that just pump it out of the river, they're a lot cheaper. Anyone along the Murrumbidgee that don't have to run it over hills, like we do lifts of a couple of hundred metres and run a couple of hundred kilometres in instances, that's got to be dearer than just pumping it straight out of the river.
And simply put, I mean, we're often compared to the price that Riverina Water charge. And simply put, it's in a suburb in Wagga, where the average distance is 20 metres between connection. So the fact that we can keep our cost, I think, at a very reasonable amount, plus 3% increase, but I think the board does need to have the flexibility to be able to consider the climatic conditions or social conditions at the time and set the price or not impose the increase if it needs to. I think the board needs to maintain that flexibility.
Well, just one other question, it might sound pretty dumb, but can you put it up like 4% this year because it went to compensate for what you didn't get last year and then go back to 3%?
I think the problem there is, again, it becomes a PR issue with the consumers. I won't say a massive increase, 4% isn't massive, but if we were to go, you know, if we increase it too much in a year, it can cause concern for the consumer. A gradual increase, I think, is probably a more accepted community.
Through the chair, the budget coming up is premised on the 3% increase, and it has a surplus. So again, it's all subject to usage. In early days, where it's just a fixed charge and you used whatever, you had a reliable budget, but you didn't know how much water you were delivering. Now, where it's proportional, fixed and variable, it's hard to get accurate data subject to weather.
But the thing is, we've got this massive backlog. Like in West Wallong, I'm hearing it all the time. And maybe we've just got to be more human. I don't know. Obviously, that's not what you're going to get.
I think in regards to when we opted for a 0% increase, it was at this sentiment of the board. We'd come through a very severe dry period and COVID on top of it. And I thought the board, from my understanding, to show a bit of faith to the community, we opted not to pursue the 3%. Anyway, that's water under the bridge. But this 3% increase budgeted for now. Any further comment? The work production report? No? All those in favour? Next agenda item is the pesticide use notification.
Mr. Chairman, can I just declare a potential pecuniary interest because it states inside here the notice may be given by a newspaper or a finalised plan? And I won't vote until I stay in the room for that.
Okay. Yep.
Somebody move and second.
Move that one.
Second. Second. The officer's report is that council adopted pesticide use notification for 2021 to 2025. Any comments, questions, or statements in regard to the report?
Is the council staff apply that you get the pesticides, or is that going to be done by a contract?
Through the chair, Sean, that's predominantly just around our infrastructure reses.
Yeah.
A lot of it's fenced, but there is some areas that are.
Mainly our assets and some bulk motors, or our assets, I suppose. Bulk motors and stuff like that we regularly agree. We don't do every service.
further questions? Do we need to note Councillor Stadmiller's comment there?
Yeah, he'll be noted.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Next agenda item, if I'm correct, is disclosure by councillors and designated persons return. Somebody here. Council officers' recommendation is to report the tabling of disclosures by councillors and designated persons returned prescribed within the report. Any questions or comments? All those in favour?
Aye.
Next item is the staff engagement survey. Before we discuss some of you.
Yes.
Councillor Callow.
I'll see
you. Councillor McLean. Council's office recommendation that the board rescind resolution 16/039 resolved by the motions of Councillors Clinton and Palmer that the general manager undertakes annual employee opinion survey. Point B. Employee opinion survey to be an ongoing requirement of Golden Fields Water County Council operational plans. Point C, annual employee opinion survey results to be presented to the board. Point two, the board resolve for an employee engagement survey to be undertaken once every 2 years. Discussion or comments?
Question. Is it necessary to rescind a resolution that is 5 years old, or can we simply vary this practice, given that it is 5 years old?
That's a good point, Richard.
That's a good.
It's my belief that there is no need to rescind this, that we can simply resolve to do it once every 2 years.
I think with the age of it, Councillor Armstrong may be correct.
Probably doesn't matter though either way, does it? Doesn't really matter either way.
Happy to go on and run again.
Through the chair, past practice, I've done it with rescinding, but it's up to the board. If you wish to, we can just do number two. Given that we had a mover and seconder, didn't we?
We have,
yeah. I'll just leave it for ease if that's all right.
Oh, it's just a question.
Yeah.
So the recommendation will be the board.
Yeah, rescind one and two, do it every 2 years.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Any further discussion or comments? All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Next item is staff resourcing. Somebody. Councillor McCann. Councillor Sinclair. Councillor's officer recommendations the board note the ongoing additional permanent resources associated with capital urban renewals. Any comment? I'd just like to make a quick comment. For many years, this industry or this corporation has been telling the community that urban replacement will take place, and with the significant capital works like Mandamar and Fairing Road, I honestly believe we need a second crew to materialise these urban renewals. That's just my opinion. Comments?
I have, through the chair, noticed a significant increase at June of issues.
Yeah.
And so I think it's, from our point of view, we'd be happy to welcome you with open arms. So I think it is probably across the board too, that everybody needs it. So I think it's about time.
Yeah, the infamous Facebook page was fairly quiet over the last couple of months, and then we had said to get
Yeah, that's just echoing Councillor Stadmiller's comments, exactly the same in the Coolbin Shire. Mm. Things have been very quiet on the discoloured waterfront for a while, but they're certainly back
with a vengeance.
And I'd just add to the report there that I'd like to see a bit of a media push about urban renewals and the work we plan to do and that sort of thing, to sort of get that message out into the community.
Perhaps you get your team up first.
So through the chair, it's intended in the new financial year that we'll look to fill those positions. Engineering's been working on a big program, and yeah, it's going to take years, like we've indicated. This is going to go for the next 30 years, and we'll focus on certain areas at this stage, and we can bring something back as to where we're going to focus on, I guess, for the next couple of years, so the board's aware.
Yeah, I think the board needs to be made aware where the priorities are, whether it's due New Coolum or West Wallen.
That'll certainly go through the figures. I would imagine that there'd be something there to show, which is the most prudent.
Through the chair, engineering's been working on, so we've got it based on age. At the same time, we've got some pipes that may be near end of life, but no bursts were recorded. We've got burst data for, I think, at least 10 years.
I think, if I can, through the chair, just echoing two previous conversations we had, firstly about our borrowings policy and Councillor McGlynn's comments about the price of water. Obviously, it's for a future board to consider, but as the General Manager says, it might well be a 30-year project as far as infrastructure upgrades go in our urban areas, but the board might be willing in the future to consider borrowing to pay contractors to do the work if the work gets to such a stage that it needs that. Mm. It's not for us to make a decision that way. I think if funds are needed to do it, rather than looking at increasing the price of water, we certainly look towards borrowings to do that. But that's not for us really in the next few years. It's probably a future council to consider, but there is a hell of a lot of work out there to be done in the urban areas.
When are you deciding on which of the three local government areas to do? Could you do it on the productivity output of the council?
Like that. Through the chair, we'll take that on board.
Any further comments or questions in regard to the staff resourcing? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
The next item is the asset management and capital works presentations to constituent councillors.
I hope we can do this on an annual basis. It just keeps everybody in the loop.
Any other comments? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
The next agenda item is the draft operational plan 2021 to 2022. That's been moved. Councillor Coon, Councillor Callaghan. Officer's recommendation is that Council endorse the draft operational plan 2021 to 2022, incorporating the 2021/2022 budget and annual fees and charges to be placed on public display for 28 days. Comments, questions, and statements. Large document.
I'll let you know in 28 days.
Any questions? No questions? Comments?
You're going to go through it a whole lot better.
So through the chair, I'll just mention, I'm not sure if council's aware, this term has gone 5 years, but the next term of council will be 3 years, so they're keeping in line with the 4 years.
Yeah.
I guess through the chairman, I can mention there, right at the bottom of the report, we our estimate operating the result at the end of that financial year is looking to be 392. And that's premised on the 3% increase on our fees and charges across the board.
Any There's no further questions or comments. All those in favour?
Aye.
There we go. Where are we next? Next.
It's page 116.
Hold on, the page. Couldn't be open. Are we there? Next item is the next council meeting. The next ordinary council meeting schedule is to be held on Thursday, 24 June at 10 a.m. Somebody move and second that. Councillor Keller and Councillor Stadmiller. Comments?
Yeah.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's our last one,
is it? Sorry?
That's our last one before we go into
August. You'll have August.
Two more.
Well, we'll call the meeting closed at, what have we got there?
10:04.
Well done.
Well done. It's the quickest, oh, we've been for a long time.
Good.